You could tell, you could see the smoke building up, your nose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's that. And before you go to make fire for the winter, you turn in, they would turn in and take a fishing pole and tie a lot of, stuff onto it, shucks, and go and clean that shimla out all the way down.
All the
soot and stuff out of there.
Yeah.
But if you didn't keep your chimneys clean out every fall, you know anything, you see fire coming on up, you see that been having nothing but shingles and boards on the house,
Up on the roof.
On the roof. And the chimney catch a fire up there, all that soot and stuff in there.
Uh-huh.
And the big lumps of sometimes they would have to take a lot of that and get up there and keep that dampness until it's cooled down and get salt and throw down in the chimney. So the way to do it is every fall, now long about next month, 1st of October, everybody clean out the chimney. You see, keep it from catching a fire. Sometimes houses will get burned up that way. You could have a big fire in your fireplace and keep on, and first thing you know, all that soot and stuff will get heated, and first thing you know, you see a big blaze coming up out your chimney.
What'd you put the wood on?
Well, we had hand nine, put one here and one there, put a back log over there, then stack your wood on that hand nine, on your fire down there, just keep the warmest. I wish I had me a fireplace now, instead of a heater. I'd fare no better. Mr. Rab down here, he built his house with a fireplace.
Mr. Who?
Mr. Rab, Mr. Norton Rab.
Where does he live?
He lives right down the road here, about 3 miles from here.
I see, west of here, down the road?
Down this way. Oh. When you turn to your right and go on down.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm.
He comes all up in here and cut wood and burns in his fireplace. He said that gas is too high. I told him too high for me. And I think about getting me a heater and a wood heater and get myself out some.
Yeah.
All that gas is so high. That's the reason when you get your check, you ain't got nothing. The man was here about 2 weeks ago, two or 3 weeks ago, and said he's fixing to go on a vacation. He didn't know when he'd be back.
Mm-hmm.
So I told him I done used all my money. And he said, well, Larry, you know that's all right. You know you pay. And so all right, he went and he come back. I paid it. And I paid him some, but I didn't have enough to pay him. Well, I love to pay up all. When I owed him $10, this is $25, and I gave him $10, and that left to pay him the balance when he come back. He came back here last weekend.
That's for what?
Came back to put more gas. He had done come back from his trip, and he wanted to put some gas. And look, he said, you ain't used. I said, no, I ain't going to use no gas. I said, no more to cook with. And I said, I don't do that much of cooking, because these white people, first one, then another one, bringing me a plate. That keeps me from cooking so much.
Yeah.
But I got to use it in wintertime, so.
Mm-hmm.